Hello Katia.
Hello.
Donc, vous présentez un spectacle qui aura lieu samedi.
So you present a show that will be programmed on Saturday.
Yes.
Qui s'appelle?
It's called Hamlet for Two, Hamlet for Two.
L'inspiration d'Hamlet. Pourquoi Hamlet?
I think Hamlet because for me it's the one theatrical figure that has been used so much, maybe most, in the whole of the theater history.
C'est un sujet inépuisable.
It's a subject that you cannot exhaust.
Yes, yes, and the more you read about Hamlet, that was the funny thing for me, the more you read, the more you lose him. Because there are so many opinions about this character, and like everything is possible to say about him. And that was interesting for me.
Donc vous faites une relecture.
So this is a new vision about Hamlet, a new reading of the text. Maybe?
Not really. It's more the story of failure, really, about Hamlet, because of trying to look for the real Hamlet or the authentic Hamlet, and it's not possible, or it's always only possible in your own interpretation. And I think the piece is more about trying so much to bring the opinions together, and it's not possible, and to show that process.
Hamlet, c'est la pièce qui m'a fait aimer le théâtre. Donc, est-ce que chez vous, Hamlet, ça a eu une importance dans votre vie d'artiste?
So, René says that Hamlet is the play that made him love theater.
Mm-hmm.
So, has Hamlet such an importance in your life as an artist?
It has somehow now. I watched a play. I watched Hamlet in a very modern interpretation, and I really loved it. And I had another. I'm studying on the side now. I started studying really late, just now, and we did an interpretation about Othello, and these two things I think triggered my interest in Shakespeare and then in Hamlet very much, and now that I did a piece about him, somehow it became like a real person to me, and so it became very important to me.
Ce qui m'avait séduit dans Hamlet, c'est l'énergie, la force vitale et la complexité des gens.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I think for me it's the complexity and the many sides of the character that are the shifting moods that are really interesting for a dance piece also. All that to have in one person, that's for me the fascinating thing about Hamlet.
C'est aussi une pièce qui m'a appris à ne plus porter de jugement sur les gens. Parce que la vie, la complexité des situations font que c'est pas possible de juger.
So, what Pune says is that Hamlet made him with Hamlet, he started not to judge people anymore. I mean, he stopped to judge people.
Uh-huh.
Because the complexity of life makes the complexity of the situations. And then you cannot judge someone what he does so simply.
Yeah, and you never seem to really know the motives. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know a little bit and you puzzle it together, but the whole truth, I mean, nobody can really say the truth about motives, about Hamlet. There's this interpretation and this, but which one is true? So.
Quelle est la forme chorégraphique que vous avez choisie pour traduire ce Hamlet?
What is the choreographical form you chose to translate this vision of Hamlet?
Well, of course, we used the body to translate words into body language. We also are using actual quotes from Hamlet, but more to make a relation between movement and word, or to question the relation. And what we're also doing in the piece, and what for me was interesting, to put the theory and the practical things side by side and confront them somehow, and to show that the theory sometimes is not enough for the character. I don't know if that is understandable.
Dans le trajet de votre compagnie, qui s'appelle comment en fait, votre compagnie?
Selfish Shellfish.
Mm-hmm. Ça se situe à quel moment dans votre parcours?
At what time of your evolution with the company does Hamlet fought who? Hamlet fought who?
Yeah.
Hamlet fought who?
Yeah.
Takes place. Where does it take place in the whole?
In the whole history.
Yeah. The whole evolution of the company.
Well, it's quite a new stage I've come to. I've been working for a while, but this is the first time I used a literary figure or a literary source to work with. So that is a really new aspect for me to work with, and yeah. So in a way, it's the start of maybe something new, although it's not the start of my choreographing.
C'est le début d'une nouvelle aventure.
Un peu, ouais. It's the beginning of a. It, es ist das Beginn eines neuen Abenteuers.
Yeah, definitely, yes.
Thank you.
Thank
good
you.
Way. Good luck.
Thank you very much.
Merci.
Yeah, thank you.